Continuing holiday gifts and greetings, and Be'ez Hashem today we're going to be discussing holiday greetings at work, which is very neger, obviously the end of December, where all sorts of greetings are being wished between colleagues. And the question is, what can be said? Do we have to stick with happy holidays? Can we even say happy holidays? Can we say more than that? So the first question is really, can we say the English name for Chagah? I.e., just to say it once, can we say Christmas? Is that a problem? So the Torah says in Shemois Perichov Gimel that we're not allowed to mention the name of other gods. Yet, on the other hand, we see the Mishnah Avodah Zorah Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel says a whole list of idols seems to be a contradiction. So the Agos Maimonides explains like this. He says, the issue of saying a name of Avodah Zorah is only when the name connotes that it is a Avodah Zorah, there's a deity, it's treated as the god of the person who serves it. But just its name, its ordinary name, that isn't a problem. And the Groch quotes this, and he says, he points out that the name of Yeshu and his students are mentioned several times in the Gemara. That's the Groch in Yeridah, Simon Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Gimel. In Maisa, the Mechaber Paskins in Kuf Mem Zayin, that it's also to mention an idolatrous deity by name. However, it is mutter to mention names of their holidays, etc., which are people's names. You can say that name, as long as you don't refer to them in the same sort of maybe reverential terms used by non-Jews. I mean, just to bring up the point, we see the Chazal talk about Kalanda, Saturnia, which is Saturnalia, because these have got no connotations of any sort of deity. It's just the name of the holiday. Okay. In 1886, there was a Shaila which was asked to Rabbi Israel Hildesheimer, and the Shaila was asked by Rav Shimon Zvi Deutsch, who is a Rav of Borgeprepach, if that's the way it's pronounced. And the question was like this, that there was a teacher in Rav Deutsch's community who was saying the name of Oysayish in class. And Rav Deutsch asked him why he was doing this, why was he saying the full name when he could have avoided it. And the teacher explained that he normally didn't say the name, but it had come up in a textbook, and there were also two non-Jewish kids in the class, and therefore he didn't want to risk offending them, so that's why he just said it as it was written in the book. Rav Deutsch said, yeah, he said it, he approved, and he said, Bichlal, that in his opinion, not saying the name of Oseish was just a minik chasidus, and therefore it's better to mention the name than to risk potential Chil Hashem. But he did say although he should follow the same policy when needed, but he should keep saying the name to a minimum. Now, another Rav had disagreed and said that it was actually halacha not to say his name. Now, so Rav Deutsch went and asked the Shaila to Rav Hildesheimer. So Rav Hildesheimer paskens, again quoting the Mishnayos and Avodah Zorah, which lists all the festivals, all their pagan festivals. And he says, although Rabbi Yehuda Nasi hadn't actually said these names necessarily, he only wrote them, but it's obvious that they're going to be said when we learn the Mishnayos, and it's obviously clearly mutter. Why? In order to learn the halachas. So he said, practically speaking, it's mutter to write or to even say the name of the idol for learning purposes, but for other contexts, then it shouldn't be said. And also, he said, although we see that Yeshu, which is mentioned in the Gemara, we can't say it together with the second part of his name. As in, we can say J, but we can't say JC. Because that implies that Chas V'Shalom Yeshu is Mashiach, Chas V'Shalom. And therefore that can't be said. But just to say Yeshu, that can be said when need be. And Rav Hildesheimer concludes that while it's not actually osa to say the first name as we mentioned, but lemaisa, Yerushalayim have always avoided it, and it should only be said, as mentioned, when need be, and for teaching purposes. Mitzvah tomorrow will actually discuss giving the greetings to non-Jews.